Blog Talk Radio.
Creep on in, on in, on. Oh, see I'm riding high, high. Whoa. Kind of rough this evening, y'all. So all I got is five, I got five.
Player, give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do be spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So fast across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. It's on, wrap my lips around the bogey. And when it comes to getting another soggy, fools all kick in like Shinobi. Only ain't my homie. It's too many hits to be probably let my friend hit bit. Unless you pull out the fat crispy $5 bill on the real before it's history. Cause who's be having them vacuum lungs? And if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb, da dum dumb. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe, avoiding all the flick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos that be throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. Cause homie snag me to take the dank out of the bag. I'm so keyed up, so the joint be burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Hoochies get hit, but they know they got a pitch and bent. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension. Cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip cheap. What's up, don't babysit that, better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it. Cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test to my P.O. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty. But the Tango Ray straight had me. Made my yesternight thing, got me hung off the night train. You made our fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hot sheets. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2 though, cause it's same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land, can you smoke with my kids? Up in smoke, yuck, I spray your layer down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, speed up to the ESO. Drink the BSOP up, with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's rolled up. I'm the roller, that's quick to fold a blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you need kicking. Because we're IBs, we need to have like a fool.
All right. Thank you guys for joining Table Talk with T. It's time to get the discussion going. I hope everybody is doing good. I'm seeing that in the chat room. See folks are calling in. I also want to welcome my co-hosts, Ronan and Alicia. They're here as well.
Hey, world.
Hey, what's up?
All right. So tonight's discussion, as you guys know, the topic is I'm in love with Mary Jane. So it's a lot that people have to say about the whole weed debate, and it is an election year. So let's go ahead and get it started. I want to ask either of y'all. First, I'm sure most of you guys already know, talked about this on YouTube, that me personally, I've never tried smoking weed. That's never been my thing. I just I don't really enjoy the smell of it. If I want weed, I can get it. But I just never tried it just because I wasn't into it. But I don't knock folks who smoke it. So let me ask you first, Alicia. Have you ever smoked weed? Or are you for it? Are you against it?
I've never, ever smoked weed. Just never, ever had the desire to. As far as legalizing weed goes, because I'm not a smoker, I guess I'm neither for or against it. I know that a lot of people talk about, like, using weed for medicinal purposes, and I guess I'm perfectly fine with that. So if you have glaucoma or cataracts, it may help, or Crohn's disease and different ailments that it could help ease the symptoms, I guess I'm for it. But for recreational purposes, it's just not my thing. I don't knock people for doing it. I think more people die of alcohol poisoning than I don't believe I've ever heard of a situation where somebody died from smoking weed. But then it brings, for me, I think about weed being a gateway drug, allegedly, to other drugs. Like, if it no longer gets you as high as it once did, then you may want to try something a little bit stronger. So,
right. And I hear people saying the whole gateway thing, and we'll talk about that in a moment. So, Rona, let me ask you, have you ever tried it? Do you enjoy smoking weed? Let us know.
Yes, I've tried it, and I did.
I know, that's right. He's like, yes, I've tried it, and don't judge me.
I don't care if you judge or not. I was smoking. But I remember when I did, I was more laid back than anything. Personally, I feel it's like no different than alcohol. It brings out the true inner self that most people suppress. And I believe I had to stop when I was smoking weed one time, and I, for some reason, in the middle of the night, I went to McDonald's and ordered $30 worth of value meals by myself and ate them. And I had a call off for one day because I kept shitting, and it wasn't cool. So
I
pretty much how through. And you know, plus you know, having the had a toothache at one time, and I just to relieve the pain, I started smoking. I started feeling better, but you know, it's not cool to, like, have toucan sand talking about follow my nose. I know where it grows. I start seeing weird stuff. So I was like, I had to chill out on it.
Right. My whole thing with weed is, like, a lot of people in my family, a lot of, you know, family members I know, they all smoke weed. So, you know, like I said, to each his own. I guess for me personally, I just never saw, like, the big hoopla. I don't care what you do as far as your money goes and what you decide to ingest into your body. But my whole thing is, you know, once you get that weed habit, when it starts affecting you doing basic things, then I feel like you have an issue. When you stop going to work because you want to sit around all day and get high, or when you can't take care of your kids because all you want to do is chase after, you know, trying to find someone who can supply your habit and give you blunts and stuff like that, then I have an issue with it. But if you're just doing it for recreational purposes and you can still, you know what I'm saying, live your life and still do what you have to do and put your priorities in order, then I don't really see a big deal. I guess what we need to get on talking about is basically a lot of people don't realize there's a difference between the whole legalization of marijuana and the decriminalization of marijuana. A lot of times people say they want marijuana to be legalized, and that's fine and dandy, but honestly, I don't see the government legalizing it anytime soon. It's a very hot topic debate, but you guys have to realize this war on drugs was created by the government, and they're making money from this. That's why it's illegal now. They have their hands in the pot. What I really want to see out of everything, I would rather see it decriminalized. I don't like the fact that people are doing time in prison for an ounce of weed, or people are going to jail because they get caught with a nickel sack. I think that's ridiculous, because at the end of the day, weed to me is natural. There's not a lot of chemicals that go into weed like cigarettes. So let's go ahead and talk about, you know, legalization versus decriminalization. And Ron, if you want to go ahead and touch on that, we can get started.
Well, I agree. I co-sign with what you were saying as far as, like, the government starting and funding the war on drugs. And it doesn't make sense to me, like, people doing, like, serious numbers in time as far as, like, something like a certain ounces or whatnot. And personally, I would prefer the decriminalization of weed versus legalizing alcohol more than anything, because that's the number one killer, but they still support it with a government seal. But as far as weed, I believe they won't legalize it. It's due to probably like the possible effects of production or and other things, and they'll have to find some ways to tax it or whatnot or make some money off it before they even legalize it. So, you know, I could really get into it, but like, I'm gonna wait till later in the show.
Okay, so people in the chat room are talking. A lot of people are saying that people grow it and throw it under the table anyways. They don't understand why the government is so involved and so worried about people and what they do in their household as far as smoking. Other people are saying that cigarettes are a lot worse as far as like the health risk and things like that, but those are legal. So why is weed illegal and weed is shown to help your body and things like that? So it looks like we got a lot of pot smoke in the chat room is basically what I'm trying to say. Seems like a lot of y'all being high, you know. But at the end of the day, I just feel like, you know, a lot of kids get involved in certain things. And like you were saying, Alicia, that a lot of people think that weed is a gateway drug. And I agree with that to a certain extent. But I know people who smoke weed who have never tried ecstasy. They've never snorted cocaine. They've never snorted powder, none of that. They just smoke weed. So I don't necessarily think that it's necessarily a gateway drug. I think for some people it is if they're chasing that high and they want to get higher. You know, now you got people who mix stuff in their weed. Like they dip it in embalming fluid. They, you know, sprinkle angel dust on their weed, stuff like that. So you always want to have people who take it to the next level. But I think for the most part, a lot of people who smoke weed, they just enjoy that feeling that they get from smoking weed. So what do you think about between the decriminalization and the legalization of marijuana? Alicia?
So for me, I don't believe that it, again, as you stated before, T, that it comes, it's natural, it comes from the earth, it's an herb. I don't believe that anybody should go to jail behind smoking or selling weed. I think it's ridiculous. There's bigger fish to fry. And do we really need to build more jails on simple weed charges? And then you can go into the fact that there's a disproportionate rate of minorities being locked up for the weed or selling cannabis or whatever you want to call it versus our counterparts. So I think that it's ridiculous, and it may be profitable for the government, I mean, obviously, to create jails and for private sectors who create jails and prisons, but I think that will only legalize it if they can find a way to make it profitable for them.
Right.
So, I don't believe that it is that big of a deal where you should lock somebody up over weed, or you may not go to prison for it. I guess it depends on how much you have in your house or how much you have you're caught with, but you'd still may have a felony on your record. Maybe they'll make you cut a deal, and maybe you'll do community service, but still you're a felon because you had weed in your possession.
Right.
So I just think that it's a ridiculous law just so the government makes, you know.
But then the thing is that the laws change so much from state to state. Like in the East Coast, they crack down hard, especially like in New York, Brooklyn area. You know, like anywhere, especially in New York, they crack down really hard on people who get caught with weed. Even like in the Southeast, you know, people go to jail for weed offenses. But then you go to the West Coast towards, you know, Hollywood, L.A., where it's more free, you know, where medical marijuana is more free to use. When I went to L.A. last year, it just amazed me when I was in Hollywood how many smoke shops was out there. And people were just walking up and down the street with joints, smoking. You know, anybody can get a medical marijuana card. People offered to buy me one while I was in L.A. So I'm just like, well, I don't smoke, but, you know, thank you. But it's crazy how, like, the laws vary from state to state. So it's like the government, but then in Cali, you can sit, I mean, not everywhere in Cali, but, like, in Hollywood, for instance, right down Hollywood Boulevard, where the Walk of Fame is, you can go into the McDonald's right there, sit down, order some food, roll up a blunt, and smoke a joint while you're eating your food. So I just find that amazing to see, like, how blatant they were. But then somebody could have a nickel sack in their pocket. You can't see it, but somebody just decide, you know, police officer could come up and search you, and now you're about to go do some jail time because of the nickel sack. I think that's what bothers me as well, how a lot of these states come down so hard on certain people, especially minority people. But then you go to other cities like Seattle, Cali, things like that, and it's more free. So we have a lot of people coming in. I see a lot of questions and stuff like that. So let me go ahead and take a few phone calls here. I'm going to go ahead and just screen a caller. So take just a moment here.
Hello?
They must not be ready to talk yet. I also got a 214 area code on the line. I'm about to let you on. 214, you're live with T. Who is this?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Charlie.
This is Sean?
Charlie.
Oh, Charlie, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
I'm glad you called
in. I got questions for you.
Conversation?
Say what?
I said, I'm glad you called in. So what do you have to add to the conversation?
Oh, you know, it's about marijuana. You know, I smoke marijuana all the time, you know.
There's nothing wrong with that. So what do you feel about the whole situation with them? You know, do you believe that they should decriminalize it, or do you believe they should just be legalized?
I think it's legalized, you know, all over the United States, you know. Everybody should be able to smoke weed. They do it in California and Amsterdam, so I think it's legalized everywhere.
Right. Yup. That's another thing. Amsterdam, you're free to smoke there. There's no laws. There's not barely, you know, the laws there are not strict at all. There's barely
any. Yeah, you go inside a coffee shop and everything is about just order over the counter.
Right. So have you been to Amsterdam before?
Yeah, I've been over there before. I used to work over there.
Okay. So what's the biggest difference you notice in Amsterdam as opposed to here in the U.S.?
Yeah, say it again.
What's the biggest difference that you notice in Amsterdam? Like, what can the U.S. take from Amsterdam? Because it's legal over there.
Yeah, the economy is good over there. Over here is just crap, you know, just trash. I hate staying in the United States. You know, I went up to service. I was over there, you know, living.
Right, okay. So, you know, as far as, like, smoking weed and stuff like that, do you feel like it's a gateway drug, or do you feel like you can just smoke weed and you're good?
Yeah, I think it's a good drug, you know. Everybody should take it. You know, it's got problems with the allergies and all that.
So you're more for medical marijuana then?
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's go ahead and I want to ask you guys, what do you guys, because they're talking about in the chat room, the whole the Mexican drug war, because it's getting really out of hand. A lot of it is stemming behind, you know, the whole marijuana situation. And then, of course, like, you got the heroin and they're moving packs. But as far as, like, the weed situation, what do y'all think about the whole war on drugs in Mexico?
Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah, so you saying, so what you talking about, the cartel in Mexico?
Right.
So
like, do you feel like the government is funding the drugs that are coming into the U.S.?
Yeah, because they can't get all the profits. That's why. That's why they're mad.
So what part of the United States are you from?
What part of the United States?
Yeah, are you at currently?
Yeah, I'm from Pennsylvania.
Okay, so you're in Pennsylvania. So are your drug laws really strict out there? Like, if you get caught with weed, you're going to do time? You're going to get locked up?
Yeah, my cousin, he just got caught not too long ago. They just locked him up, you know.
How much did he get caught with?
Man, I can't remember. They say he got caught like, what was that, 8 pounds?
Okay, so he had a lot. So he's doing time for that then.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you. So go ahead, just hold on the line and take a few more calls, okay?
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
8 pounds.
8 pounds of weed. But that, I mean, that's real, though. I mean, it's the supply and demand. People want their weed. And you're going to also have people who are going to be out here willing to sell that. So what do you guys think about the whole, you know, the whole drug war in Mexico? You got a lot of people getting killed, especially in the Southwest, with the drug cartels moving into the United States. What do you guys feel about that?
Well, personally, if things continue the way they do and people see that as a means of sustaining funds and, I guess, job security, then I see no reason as to why that couldn't be mimicked here, given the right circumstances. And I don't know, it's a little wild in there. People, like, especially cutting heads off and, you know, acquiring the territory and power like they do. But still, I mean, when you say, you know, the whole thing about Mexico, I start thinking about Chicago, which is just like,
it's like a preview of what could be, you know, if things go unchecked. So I have a lot of mixed feelings about it. I mean, really, especially with, you know, how they're really hitting people hard as far as with time. They have far much better things to do, but I guess they are looking to feed that prison industrial complex by any means. So I don't know. What are your thoughts, Alicia?
I believe that there are a lot of corrupt police officers, obviously, in Mexico that profit from the drug lords. And I don't know if you, at this day and age, the drug war in Mexico has been going on for decades now. You think they would tighten up controls, but it seems to get worse each decade. But again, they're infiltrated by police officers, or actually they're infiltrating the police infrastructure there. So I don't know if legalizing any drug, for that matter, would stop that. So I don't think that they care. I think that they'll find a way, even if you legalize it, they'll find a way to still sell it illegally, or they want all the profit. They don't want to share the profit with the government. So I think that it will continue to be a bad situation in Mexico until they tighten up controls. And it starts with their government. It starts with their police forces.
But it's a lot of corruption,
their military.
Right, there's a lot of corruption on both ends. And a lot of people in the chat room on VH1 Access is saying that I think arresting somebody for weed is against the Eighth Amendment. It's cruel and unusual punishment. It's also against the First Amendment, freedom of religion. I don't know if weed is a religion, but I understand what he's saying. People are also saying, Sharice in the chat room is saying that the cartels wouldn't have the motivation to continue if they legalized it. And the people, and it's basically us in the United States, it's a supply and demand. You wouldn't have all the issues going on in Mexico with the drug cartels if people in America weren't demanding to get high. You know, so it's a double-edged sword. You know, the U.S. wants to complain and say the drug cartels, but then again, they're the ones who funded these people, and they're the ones who allowing them to grow it and bring it over here. You know, so it's like everybody's hands is in the pot, is how I look at it. You know, the whole war on drugs to me, like I've always said, is complete BS. You know, and I feel like the reason why people are doing time, why they're so willing to lock you up for the smallest amount of marijuana, is because of the prison industrial complex. Because basically, if I can get this man at the age of 18 locked up for having an ounce, and I can give him 2 to 3 years and then have him locked up and make license plates and furniture and whatever else they make these prison inmates make for 10 cents a day, that's less money I have to pay for the labor force, unions, things like that. So, you know, America is getting rich off of drug money, one way or another. So let's go ahead. I see more people calling in. If you want to call in, go ahead. If you want to call in to make a comment, hit 1, and I can go ahead and let you in on the line. A lot of people are saying that they don't understand the whole legalization debate. One person has said they have friends in high school who smoke weed, and even though they're not into it, it's easier to get than cigarettes, which is so true. Like when you go to the store to go buy cigarettes, you have to show ID and everything else, but you can just go to the weed man down the street in front of the hair salon and buy some weed. So, I mean, it is a spot to get it. So I got another caller calling in, 704. I'm going to go ahead and let you on the line. 704, this is Table Talk with T. Who is this?
This is Gene. How y'all doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How
I'm doing well.
Well, I can't complain. I just had a couple of comments that I want to make about the whole marijuana thing. Something that you said about, you know, having somebody locked up, you know, for jail serving and letting them serve 3 years of their life and where they could do this whole cheap labor thing, that's very true. I mean, this whole drug thing's been going on for years and years. This is nothing new. It's no way that you can say, I mean, you got these cartel people from Mexico smuggling drugs. First off, the U.S. has the number one defense in the world, number one by far, any means. We could go out and take a country apart within a day or two, but you can't stop a couple of people bringing in some drugs into the country. That, I mean, to me, that's unheard of. And you know,
oh, totally
a lot of things. What was that?
I said, I totally agree with you.
And then, you know, this whole thing about can't tax or then legalize, I mean, that's bull. Come on, y'all tax everything else. You know, you tax alcohol. And matter of fact, alcohol is one of the worst drugs out here. So what's wrong with smoking a little weed? I mean, you know, they say it's a gateway to other drugs, but that's all on depends on that individual because, like I tell people, everything's not made for everybody.
Right.
You know, and I mean, until people realize that, I mean, some people might smoke it one time and be ready to try something else. You know,
right.
Me, I'm proud. I mean, I smoke marijuana faithfully, you know, and I have not one time thought about, well, I'm not high. Let me go get some heroin or some ecstasy.
Right.
I mean, I already know what those drugs are going to do. So I wouldn't want to put them in my box. I just thought I had to make them comments. I mean, because this is just getting out of hand. I mean,
it is, and I definitely understand. And a lot of people are even saying in the chat room, you know, it's crazy because cigarettes kill more people, and there's medical evidence of that. But to this day, even though I don't smoke weed, I have yet to hear somebody dying from marijuana use. I just haven't. Have y'all?
No.
Yeah, you don't hear nobody about dying of marijuana because you hear more people dying over alcohol, over crack. I mean, then they try to have these commercials where, you know, people, like I remember it was one commercial, I guess it was somebody's brother was supposed to come pick the other brother up from school, but the brother got high. I mean, I smoked before. I never would go forget to go pick up my brother from school. I mean, they just try to downplay this drug like it's just so evil, and I mean, they just got to stop.
Yeah.
But you know what I don't understand is the hypocrisy. So in one essence, we're telling kids don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. But then in another moment, when you watch the television, a lot of people are saying that's all you see on TV. People getting high, people smoking weed, people bragging about it. A lot of these celebrities do it, and a lot of these kids idolize and they worship these celebrities. So everybody from President Barack Obama, I have a picture of him when he was younger. He was smoking weed. So a lot of people have tried. A lot of people do it. So it's a hypocrisy when kids hear that you're not supposed to smoke weed, you're not supposed to do drugs, but then all these top name people are doing it. So which one is it? Are we going to be?
I agree. If you're a kid, you're not supposed to be doing it. But let's just be real. We don't all stay kids for very long. Your childhood. I know my childhood went by quick. It just seemed like the other day I was riding bikes and playing X-Men with my friends. Now I'm 28 now. You know, so, I mean,
you got bills on the counter.
As far as that whole thing about, you know, with being playing on TV and stuff, you can't punish one section of the world because, okay, these kids are smaller. It's people like me and you, mature adults, who can handle this stuff. That's just like, you know, hip-hop period, you know. They have explicit lyrics in their songs, and, I mean, that can be controlled. You know,
right.
You can't blame the artist for the music they make. I mean, hell, these people are paying these people to come out with this music.
I definitely agree with
you. Crazy.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. You made a lot of really good points. So go ahead and stay on the line, okay?
All right. Appreciate
thank you.
Your call. And T, if I can, I want to share some statistics.
Okay, great.
Okay, and this the source is from the United States government, National Institute on Drug Abuse, Bureau of Mortality Statistics. So annual American death caused by drugs. First, the highest is tobacco, of course. That's 400,000 a year. From alcohol, that's 100,000 a year. All illegal drugs, 20,000. And then all legal drugs, I'm sorry, is 20,000. All illegal drugs, 15,000. Caffeine, 2,000. Aspirin, 500. Marijuana, zero. And that's statistic.
Wow. So,
so
out of all that, marijuana is zero deaths.
It's zero deaths. Tobacco is by far the highest, 400,000 each year. This is annually.
Wow. See, and that shows you right there. You know, but I think it's just kind of crazy how they push, you know, the whole don't do drugs, but, you know, cigarettes are legal. And like I said, there's so many poisons and there's so much bad stuff in cigarettes. You don't even have to be the one smoking it. Secondhand smoke alone will get you sick. Because I can't be around nobody who smokes cigarettes. I get sick off of it. I hate the smell of it. It gets in your clothes, your hair. You know, it just smells like poison. I don't really enjoy the smell of weed, but it smells a lot better than cigarettes. I'll say that much.
It does. And secondhand smoke actually kills people more people than firsthand smoke. That's also statistically speaking. It leads to there are people who develop throat cancer who've never smoked a cigarette a day in their life.
Right.
So,
right.
Upper respiratory infections, you think about the triggers of asthma just being around that smoke and that carbon and the tar that they put in there. There's it's cancer causing carcinogens in cigarettes that aren't found in weed. So yeah, it's far more dangerous than we will ever be.
So what you thinking so far, Ronnie?
Well, you know, in listening to what everyone's saying, I think we're somewhat kind of missing the message. Because I remember when you was talking, you and the others were talking about how people like to shame and badmouth weed. But at the same time, when you're seeing cigarettes and alcohol, everyone's having a great time and, you know, people are more sexier and all this. And I don't really pay attention to the whole thing about weed being a gateway drug, but more like ignorance being a gateway mindset.
Mm.
And when you have people looking this on looking at the television of these weapons of mass distraction, we get programmed to follow these things. And even though you have cigarettes and alcohol, which you read the statistics that they're leading killers of people today, I think they put the government seals on those because that is one form of population control. When you have weed that hasn't killed anybody yet, and I'm pretty sure people have tried to and been unsuccessful, still, I mean, like when they use, they say the thing about the gateway, that depends on certain people. But some people can't get enough of that high. They got to push themselves further. Others never had the urge to go smoke crack. I never heard, well, I've heard a few chicks doing some strange things for some weed. But it's never been that serious to where, I mean, you hear more medicinal and actual useful purposes of hemp, you know, where you're seeing like rope, clothing, soaps, different things. You've never heard of, you know, crack lotion or, you know.
Right, crack oil.
Right. You know, I mean, you've heard of hair crack, but still, I mean, like nothing, there's nothing, out of all those drugs, marijuana, besides cross-pollination, is usually herbal. Some say it's like religious as far as with, you know, Rastafari and everything. I've talked to a few of them, and it's more therapeutic than anything. But with the crack, all that stuff is synthetic. There's additives to it, and it's that stuff like mind control. So, again, I would worry more about the mindset that are affected by these so-called drugs, especially with marijuana. I mean, yeah, actually, some people are actually smarter when they smoke.
That's true.
And I've seen that. I mean, I've never seen a crackhead turn into Socrates. I've never seen that.
I'm sorry. That's true.
I've never seen just like a smart philosophical crackhead. You know what I'm saying?
Granted,
your car and steal your whole stereo equipment, but they're not going to break nothing down to you. But you talk to somebody who can cheat, it's like they just get all metaphysical on you and everything. It'd be so funny. So you're definitely right about that. You know, like what's happening in the chair right now. Like, you can't take anything from crack. There's no crack oil. There's no hair on oil. But hemp seed oil, I do use that. I use that on my skin. I use that in my hair. I love hemp seed oil. So even though I don't smoke weed, I mess with hemp. I do like hemp. Hemp does work, and it's really good for your skin and things like that. It's an anti-inflammatory as well. So if you guys don't know, y'all better, you know, find out. There's a lot of benefits to hemp. You know, and I just think, like they're saying in the chat room, you got people who get more addicted to prescription drugs every single day. Prescription drugs, to me, are more of a problem. And I know this for a fact just because I have a chronic illness that sometimes I have to be on prescription pain medicines. And I know for a fact that gets you more tough out your mind. Because I've been around weed heads my whole life. And, you know, you can get Vicodin from a doctor, you know, prescribed to you, and literally you're going out your mind. Like, you just feel like, dang, like, the world is spinning. You know, you just want to, like, you feel like you're going crazy. So it's just, you know, it's insane that they're so willing to write a prescription for Prozac and for Vicodin and for whatever the new drug is. You know, they're always so quick to write a prescription, and people are abusing prescription drugs, but then all the focus and money goes towards, you know, banning weed. And burning weed and arresting people for weed. But what about these doctors that are pushing these prescriptions?
You mean the legalized drug dealers?
Right. Because that's all a lot of them are. A lot of them are nothing more than legalized drugs.
Yeah.
You know, if people want to get high, they're going to find a way to get high. So I'm going to go ahead and take another call. I still got a lot of people on the line. 651 area code. We're going to go ahead and let you in. Hello, 651.
Unmuted. Hello?
Hello, hey.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Kim?
Huh? You're breaking up.
Kim?
We can hear you.
Okay, y'all can hear me? Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a few things. Number one, the government does benefit. Now, I know in the state of North Carolina, I don't know about the other ones, if you get a charge with weed, what they will do, whatever the amount of that weed is, they will tax you on that. The tax is determined by if it's weed or if you've just got seeds and stems. They will charge you per gram for that, just like they do if they bust you with hooch. They charge you, you know, per ounce on the hooch. So some states are making money still on it. And then now, as far as going to the penitentiary, now on the only state I know about that would be Minnesota. Now, if you get busted in Minnesota, say you got a half an ounce, you're a first-time offender, you've got the chance to go through drug court because Minnesota's good for treatment and for their drug court. If you complete that, then that will go off of your record. But if you pick up a second charge, well, then it's going to be, you know, then you'll end up getting some time. But it depends on the amount of it. So, like I said, Minnesota is real good for their treatment, but at the same time, it's like they'll cut you a break the first time. But even still, if you're going to be smoking weed, you're going to be smoking it. And then as far as the safety of the weed, now, if you know who's growing it, that's a good thing. Because I know in North Carolina what they do is they get that dirt weed and they get these drops that they put on it that makes it taste like some fire weed, and you'll still be waiting to get high. You know, so there are people that are putting stuff on there that you don't know about. You know, when I was in North Carolina, I couldn't get back to Minnesota quick enough because I'm sure if you spent the right kind of money down there, you'd get some decent weed. But the majority of it, you can look at it, you can smell it, you can taste it, all good until you smoke it, and then it's a dead issue. So your best bet is to find somebody that's growing it or grow your own, which really is, it's not real hard to do if you know how to take care of plants and stuff, but then you run the risk of them coming in your house. You know, then you got a case for sure. There's no second chance on that one.
Do you feel like the reason why a lot of people are going to jail and stuff like that, do you feel like the prison industrial complex has something to do with that? Why they're trying to give a lot of these kids time? You know, like you said, it depends on the state that you're in. So, like in Minnesota, it's more lax. You're probably not going to get any time for your first offense. But then whereas in New York, they will give you time for your first offense with weed.
Okay, what was the question?
Do you feel like it's more or less you know, the reason why they're arresting people, especially people who they know are not the ones bringing the large amounts of weed? You know, they're arresting people for like an ounce. Do you think that the reason why people are going to jail for that is because of the prison industrial complex? Because they're making money off of the prisoners?
Well, yes and no, because even if you remove the weed smokers out the equation. They got enough other prisoners, you know, that will fill that spot where that is a real lucrative business for the state, their private industry. You might get a dollar a day, and that's high pay in the penitentiary. And what you're making, that alone, they're probably getting $20 to $30 off of it. Clear, you know, take away what they got to pay for everything. So I don't think that's necessarily it. But I think it zeroes in on minorities because the majority of the time, that's who they're catching. You know, the little young boys on the corner selling the weed. The lawyers that are at home smoking it, they're not going to bust them because they're not going to catch it because they're going to be at home. They got enough sense, you know, to have a reliable source that's dependable. They don't have to worry about they go home, you know, and they're not around people that are going to be telling on them. So they're not looking for those. So it's really focused towards the folks that are in the streets and minorities.
You made some really, really good points tonight, and thank you for that call here. It is. It's sad that a lot of people are going to jail for this. Somebody even said in the chat room that basically, you know, prison labor is cheap like Chinese labor. And yeah. It's true. Because
cheaper.
It's a lot of
cheaper.
People. Right. Even cheaper.
Because yeah.
They don't.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for their medical or any of that. You know,
yeah.
So
yeah.
People are making a lot of good points. Now, how do you feel about, like, as far as the prescription drugs? Because I definitely think it's a lot easier to get prescription drugs. It's just as easy to get that as it is to get weed, but it seems like they want to push these prescription drugs on you, but they cause just as more, if not more damage than smoking weed.
No, because, I mean, come on now. You go to the doctor and you got a broken leg, they're going to give you, say, some mild pain pills. Okay, well, you don't know what that's going to do to the next person. You don't know what drugs they're already on. And any time you run across an overdose in the street, there was more than one drug involved. It wasn't just one. They were either alcohol and whatever drug, because you figure they're both downers, because most of the prescription pills that folks are messing with are opiate derivatives. So, you know, when you cross those, or you get these dummies that either come out of treatment, come out of jail, and think they can pick up where they left off at, well, your system been clean for 6 months, a year. You can't do that, you know, and you should have enough sense, but obviously they don't. You know, some people are in it just to get high, to escape, you know, the whole nine yards. But then there are people that take it for either medicinal reasons or I smoke it to relax, I smoke it to get an appetite because otherwise I don't eat and I like it. And as far as it being a gateway to drugs, I'm just the opposite. I started hard drugs at 14 and didn't start smoking weed until I was 19. I didn't like the way it made me felt. You know, so it took me some years to get to that. Now the only thing I will do is the weed. And then also, you'd be surprised what the cartels are doing is they're growing the weed in the United States. They're going to, like, the parks, the natural or the national parks that they have in California where the sequoias and all those are. That's where they're growing the weed, so it's already in the country.
Right.
All they have to do, you know, bag it up, send it out. They don't even have to worry about getting that across state lines.
That's
or
very
country lines.
Well, thank you so much for your commentary. Thank you for calling in. You hit up a lot of good points. A lot of people are agreeing with you in the chat room. I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute here. So thanks again
okay.
for calling. So the big thing right now that a lot of people are talking about is doctor shopping. So that's something that Sharice brought in the chat room. And doctor shopping is a really big thing. For those of y'all who don't know what that is, it's really big in Florida because Florida has like a really lax law as far as like prescription drugs. So a lot of people travel down to Florida, especially in the Southeast. People will leave from North Carolina to Georgia to wherever, go down to Florida. And basically you don't have to have a primary care doctor. Our favorite state, that's right, Blake. Our favorite state, Florida, ratchet. So anyways, they'll let people go in. You can basically just go to any doctor in Florida and, you know, you don't even have to have anything wrong with you. You can just say, my leg hurts, I feel kind of sick, I need some pills. They'll give you a prescription. You can go down the street to the next doctor and the next doctor. They literally have walk-up pharmacies where you don't even have to be seen by a doctor. You can just go in and say you don't feel good, and they will write you a prescription to go and get some drugs. You know, so to go and get Vicodin, Zoloft, whatever your highest choice is, they'll give you the prescription for that. Whereas other states, everything is tied into a database. So if my doctor prescribes me morphine or Vicodin or some type of pain medicine, and if I go to Walgreens and I fill that pharmacy, I mean that prescription, excuse me, at their pharmacy, and then let's say I go to another doctor and they write me a prescription, and then I go to Eckerd's or CVS, it's going to tie up to my name. It's going to say this person just filled this prescription here yesterday at Walgreens. She cannot fill another pain prescription for the next 30 days. But in Florida, they don't have that type of law. So in Florida, you can go doctor shopping, and that's what people are talking about in the chat room. Have you heard of that before, Ronan?
No, but it sounds interesting.
Definitely.
Sounds like you can get your high off Craigslist or Amazon. That's what it looks like.
Right. I mean, you have a lot of these kids, too, coming up with recipes on the Internet. And I think it's kind of sad, too, because they're coming down so hard on weed. And with them doing that and with kids not wanting to go to jail, I think this is why you have kids willing to try K2, willing to smoke spice, doing bath salts, because something like weed is frowned upon in society that these kids are willing to do synthetic weed. And that shit, no joke. I will never understand why people would take something that's not meant to be smoked and smoke it. Like, it literally has these kids going out their mind, and they're saying that that's what the zombie attack that happened in Florida, they were saying that they thought he was high off of bath salts, but it came out that he wasn't high off of bath salts, so I don't know why he did that man's face off, but you know, a lot of the kids out here are just getting high on all these synthetics, and they're not realizing that even though you're getting that super high for that moment, that's something that affects you the rest of your life. You know, so a lot of people are talking about, you know, that in Florida, and they don't even know, like Sharice says, they don't know the chemical makeup that's in that particular synthetic weed as well. So do you know anybody who's trying to end the synthetic weed?
I mean, I remember guys like, I think there were some guys I've heard of who sold that dirt weed or the manufactured stuff and talking about the different ways to, I guess, hide from the helicopters who scan for that stuff. But still, I mean, like I'm still tripping on the whole thing with the bath salts mess. But really, I'm scratching my head. Because all the information I'm hearing, and everything, and especially that statistic keeps ringing in my head, zero deaths from marijuana, and yet this is a drug that's getting people busted in jail. I don't see people really doing any of these zombie attacks for weed. That'd be interesting. I'm a little confused about it. I mean, I'm just scratching my head the whole thing right now.
Right. It's definitely crazy how much manpower they're putting into getting rid of the weed and getting people in trouble for weed and how upset people are about that situation. I just don't understand it. Looks like we have another call coming in here from 718 area code. I'm going to go ahead and let 718 through. Hello, 718. You're on the air with Table Talk with T. Who is this? Hello? Okay, they must want to stay on hold. So we're going to put them back on mute here. So, but yeah, it's a lot of crazy things going on right now. Another thing, too, I want to address is the whole parenting thing. You know, so a lot of parents feel like, you know, I know it's like a lot of parents on that do as I say, not as I do type thing. So parents who smoke weed, what I never understand is, okay, you smoke weed in front of your kids and you've been smoking in front of them since they was 2 and 3 years old. Now they're about 14, 15, and you find a nickel sack in your son's pocket, or you find joint papers in your daughter's purse, and you're upset. How are you mad when you've been smoking in front of them since they was little? You know, kids are going to pick up habits. The parent is the first teacher of that child. So if you get high and you make it okay to get high, why is it an issue when your child picks up that habit?
You know, and I agree with that, because like, it is hypocrisy. Like, you're smoking and that whole do as I say and as I do mindset is more damaging than anything. There's a whole lot of misinformation that if you're going to do that and lead by example what you do, whether it's good or bad, it it pays major dividends to not just know what you're doing, but to tell your children what you're doing, why you're doing, explain, make it, help it to make sense to them, because if you make it taboo, it's going to make them want to do that all the more for themselves, because they are, children are very curious. So,
right.
So I mean, if it's good for mom and dad, then, it can't be too bad. People need to understand that kids are not as stupid as you believe they are. Like, they don't know it.
But, a lot of times, too, like, I remember the whole situation with Snoop and his son. When that hit the internet, I had made the video about it because a lot of people were shocked. And by the way, you guys, Alicia had to go. She's on her way to Chirac. So shout out to Alicia. Be safe going out there to Chicago. So she's on her way out there tonight. But with that being said, I was really upset about the whole Snoop Dogg thing. And I was shocked at, like, the backlash. Like, people was pissed off that him and his 18-year-old son, Cordae, were smoking together. And my whole thing is, Snoop has been around since I was a kid. Okay, yeah. So Snoop has been telling us that weed is cool when he gets high, and I know a lot of kids who got high just because of Snoop. Not saying it was his fault or nothing like that, but a lot of people thought it was cool to smoke weed just because, Snoop Dogg is cool and woo-woo-woo. So my thing is, why are people shocked that him and his son smoke weed together? He perpetuated that bullshit to you as a child. He perpetuated it to your own children, but you think he's not going to smoke with his kids? You thinking that his effect is not going to affect his son, or that his kids would not smoke weed because he does it? I'd be more shocked if he told his son not to smoke weed, being that he did. So that was my whole thing. At least he's not a hypocrite with it. You know, so how did you feel about the whole situation when that came out with Snoop and his son out here smoking weed together and taking pictures and putting it up on Instagram?
I wasn't surprised. I mean, we're basically a nation of hypocrites because one minute, we have parents who drink, but then when they find their children drinking like they do, they want to beat the hell out of them or act stupid. But, again, the kids always watch us. They see what we do, and it doesn't matter what you say. Like, they're going to see – they're going to follow your actions regardless. And plus, if you don't tell them anything, this whole thing only solidifies my stance that ignorance is a gateway mindset. So it does.
Right. And it's crazy. There's a lot of good discussions going on right now in the chat room. People are saying, why do they care what rich people do? Is basically rich people who are putting poor people into jail for petty crimes. And I do think that, a lot of people say, well, why do you care? You don't even smoke weed. It's not so much about me caring or smoking or not smoking weed. My issue is the fact that I don't like to see anybody in jail, especially for some nonsense. I think jail should be meant for the worst of the worst. People who kill each other, people who rape people, people who molest children. I don't want to see an 18-year-old kid do the next 3 to 5 years in prison when he could be in college and bettering himself because he got caught with a QP. I just think that's ridiculous to me. And if there were enough jobs in the community and if there was more for these kids to do, they wouldn't have to turn to selling drugs. Nobody wants to get to the root of the problem. They just want to, once the problem exists, they want to just put a Band-Aid on it. You putting an 18-year-old in prison until they're 21 to 25 is not helping the matter, because when he comes out, he's just as dumb and blind as when he went up in there, unless he chose to better himself and go to school and take college classes and whatever else. But some people come out, they're even worse than when they went in. So a kid goes to prison at age 18 on a drug offense, then they come out at age 23, and they've learned even more criminal activity being in there with hardened criminals. So I'm all for decriminalization. I could care less if it ever gets legalized. I just don't want to see people going to jail for just something as petty as having some weed on them.
Yeah, I don't think really legalizing is going to help it, because, again, you're looking at things as far as alcohol, cigarettes, all these things that really take people out in droves, but yet they support this mess. There's millions and billions of dollars of advertisement to say this is cool. But when it comes to weed, if they did actually put a government symbol on it, they're going to manufacture it and find some ways to where it suits their needs. And, as far as with the people getting major time for something like weed, this is the dark side of the No Child Left Behind program, personally.
That makes sense. That definitely makes sense. And people in the chat room, Blake is saying that we need as many people as we can to work, so stop throwing them in jail. Our economy is bad enough. And that's very true, because us throwing people in jail and we're still having to house them, feed them, you know, pay to put these prisoners in jail, it would be cheaper to keep these people out on the street. You know, so I just don't think somebody doing time in prison is solving the issue. It's more of a burden on the taxpayers. Bad enough we got to pay for somebody sitting on death row for the next 10 years while they appeal everything, knowing that they killed that person, but now you're putting somebody in prison, and that's just a burden on the taxpayers, you know, for somebody going to prison on something as petty as a drug offense.
Well,
so right now, about 4 minutes left into our hour show. We're going to take it into another hour. Once we get down to that, before we get down to the final hour, I'm going to go ahead and play some music here. We're going to take like a 4 minute break and then come back. So we'll do that within like the next 4 minutes, but that's how our 2 hour show is going to run. So people are saying, yay, it's a 2 hour show. So basically, I want to ask you guys in the chat room, you know, how do you guys feel about kids younger? What do you guys think is a good age for kids to start smoking? Like, what is an acceptable age? Because I know a lot of people who started smoking, honestly, as young as 11, 12 years old. You know, so is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Do I want my child out here smoking at 11, 12? No, I don't. You know, me and him talk about that all the time. Like, I had spoke to my son when school started, and I told him, I was like, you know, you're going into junior high now, and there's a lot of pressure, because I had a lot of pressure in junior high. And I talked to my son, like what any adult. I don't sugarcoat stuff. I don't, you know, gaga, Google. I never talked to my kids in baby talk. I've always kept the 100 with him. So we was talking when school started, and I was like, you know, because he said they were doing like the little, you know how they give out the handbook, the bylaws of the school?
Yeah.
And so they were telling him, like, you know, if you bring drugs into the school, if you bring a gun on premises, you'll be arrested, you'll get thrown in jail. If you have weed, marijuana, ecstasy, you'll be in big trouble. So they had to sign the bylaws of the school. So, and he was like, he asked me, said, Mom, but why would people bring drugs into the school? And I told him, I said, well, you know, you're not in elementary school no more, you're in junior high. I said, so this is the age range when people start using drugs, you know, 12, 13, 14. And I was like, I got my first blunt when I was in seventh grade. So I was like 12 or 13. And I remember we was at the bus stop with me and my friends, and her older brother was at the bus stop with us, and he had pulled out a blunt and started smoking. And he handed it to his sister, and she started smoking. This was before school. And they passed it on to me, and I looked, and I passed it right back. I don't smoke, because I knew if I would have tried it, my mom would have beat my ass. Like, that's not even an option. That wasn't an option in my household. And I told my son, you know, that's why I didn't smoke, because I would have gotten in trouble. I'd have got my ass whooped. You know, so like I told him, at the end of the day, he's going to have to be the one to stand up and for what he believes in, and to not follow the group. But kids are definitely starting younger and younger. And a lot of people in the chat room are saying that they feel like them started when they were 17, 18. Others say they're 19. Some say you should only smoke when you become an adult. Other people say 22. So there's a wide range of ages, but nobody thinks that an 11 or 12 should be out here smoking. I don't think so either. So what do you think about kids getting younger and younger smoking weed and things like that?
I find it all the more disturbing. There's a lot of mismanagement as far as with the first teachers, with the parents. I know they can't be everywhere at every time, but still, they're supposed to be that. I mean, that's why it is important to have that family base, mother, father, and, like, that structure in the home. And on pretty much those checks and balances where you have, like, other family members, like aunts, uncles, cousins, and everything, keeping account of each other. So now they basically shatter that base. It's literally a moral and social free-for-all. So, in many ways, you got to find ways to really combat this, but nowadays, when you have people want to be strong, independent, and do their own thing, it's going to be very challenging to get back to that, if we can.
Right, and Santiago was saying in the chat room that it also depends on the maturity of the kid. The government says that we're adults at 18, but I know a lot of kids who have to grow up a lot faster. Other people are saying it's the mental maturity of kids. VH1 Access is saying that it depends on the environment and the people that you grow up around. So I definitely agree with you guys. You know, and it's the same. You have kids out here who sneak and drink alcohol. So it's no different than that. So what we're going to do is go ahead and take a quick break. I'm going to play some music for you guys, and then we'll be back. You guys, so we're back. We have about another 50 minutes left. We'll probably take it down to about 30, just depending on if we get calls and things like that. So we were conversating with a lot of people in the chat room here. Danica was saying that she told her mom that she had tried weed and her mom was kind of upset, but she didn't get in trouble. So what I want to know from you guys is, do you guys ever think it's okay for adults to smoke weed with their children? So we just want to know everybody's opinion on that. Ronan, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, cool. So everybody's in the chat room just talking about that, about the first time they ever tried it, what their parents thought. Sharice is saying, no, it's never okay to smoke with your kids. You know, a lot of people are on the fence with that. Other people are saying that it's okay. Her friend smokes with his grandmother. And I do know some teens who smoke with their grandparents as well. So that's definitely nothing that's strange. You know, I guess my whole thing, again, like I always say, is the hypocrisy. Like, I can tell my son all day I don't believe that he should smoke weed and I don't want him to smoke weed. But I can say that because I don't smoke weed. But I think if I did smoke it, I probably think he probably would not listen to me at all. He'd probably go on one ear and not the other. Because that's for anything with kids. You know, you have to practice what you preach. If you're going to tell a kid, no, they can't do something, you better damn well not be doing it yourself. And it's easy to say, well, I'm an adult, I'm grown, I pay the bills. Well, then that's true too. But again, how can you dictate what your child can and can't do? You know, especially once they get to be a certain age. So that was like the whole situation with the whole Snoop Dogg thing, is that people were really upset. But again, his son is 18. So it's just like, if people want to do that, they can. People are also talking about 420, which is April 20th, National Weed Day. I do know about that. That's like a really big celebration for all the weed smokers. I know they have a lot of parades and festivals in Seattle, Washington, in L.A., things like that to celebrate National Weed Day. Have you ever heard of National Weed Day, Ronan?
Yes, I have.
Hate it.
It's an amazing time, I'll say that.
What you do? You went to a parade or something?
Went to a parade and actually had my first weed brownie, and I had a bad day at first, but then after that, several bites, I mean, all that went away, so I was cool.
I forgot all about 420. A lot of people go to those little parades and things like that. One of my friends, he makes weed brownies. He makes it, I guess, for medicinal purposes. He says it helps him. I don't know how they taste. I'm always worried when I go to his house because he's always baking something. And I'm like, is this the good batch or is this the spike batch? Because I'm not trying to, you know what I'm saying, eat no weed brownies. Does that get – I would think that would get rid of I know it's not nicotine and weed, whatever that is that gets you high in weed. Does that get – do you still get high off of the brownies? I guess that's my question.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been reading something to where if you ingest it, it like helps expand your heart, like as far as like for better breathing and circulation. So again, I'm hearing more medicinal pluses than minuses versus all these other different drugs. I mean, it's rarely no comparison, especially if you have no deaths and you know you got people like sipping lean and codeine, whatever, and falling out and dying. But because of weed, you probably like driving like what, 14 or less, or it depends on the person. But still, I'm still tripping on the whole positive parts aspects of marijuana versus everything else. You can't beat zero deaths from marijuana every year. Can't beat that.
Right, and I think, you know, like I said, there's more deaths from other drugs than there is marijuana, like the whole K2 situation, the synthetic weed and stuff like that. I know I had spoke to one of my friends about K2, because I wanted to know more about it when that whole situation happened with the zombie attack in Miami. And she was like, you know, that's just something that would just take you out your mind. She was like, there's nothing normal about it. I was watching different stories online about kids who had tried it one time. They tried some synthetic weed, and the kid got so scared, he started taking off his clothes. His parents were going to rush him to the hospital to go get him evaluated, and when they told him to go upstairs and go get dressed so they could go to the hospital, he went upstairs and he blew his brains out. And he was like a professional skateboarder. I forget his name. And that was like a really big deal down in Texas where it happened. So, you know, it's unfortunate that a lot of kids are attracted to things like K2 and spice to get high as opposed to, you know, something more natural. I mean, do I think that kids should be out here getting high? I don't think so. But I just think that that's a safer alternative as opposed to kids getting high after hand sanitizer, huffing, taking spice, you know, just doing all that crazy stuff. You know, so it's kind of sad that a lot of kids are just, you know, looking to get high. It's almost like there's a lot of stuff going on in society, and I think because people are under so much pressure, people are under pressure at school, work, their families are going through things, you know, the economy, and I think people are turning more and more to drugs every day to kind of just kind of relieve that pressure, to kind of leave all that stress. So I think that's why a lot of kids are turning to drugs. Not saying that it's okay, not saying that I'm condoning it, but I think once we get to the reason and to the root of why kids are getting high, then you can go ahead and talk to them about other things, about other alternatives, and other ways to reduce stress instead of feeling like they have to roll up a blunt every time they're stressed. Well, maybe all they really need to do is just talk to somebody about the things that they're going through.
And that's true. And, you know, just as in the medical industry, the money is in the medicine. And with all these people taking different drugs or whatever, they're finding any means possible to escape themselves in some degree. So, I mean, that's why I enforce the whole thing. Like, if you the toughest battle you're going to ever have is facing yourself. But once you win, you'd be surprised at what lies ahead of you when you give yourself an opportunity. But for some reason, it seems a lot easier to get that quick fix. But when it comes to that quick fix, it comes at a cost. Like certain laws, like that's been before mentioned about like Minnesota, like your first time they give you a break, that's no different than what they do with, you know, getting people high on drugs and anything. The first one is usually free. Then when you come back, they keep you on a pattern. And I don't know, this is like a real cold system and seeing how it works. I mean, I'm just listening to see the different aspects of it, and it's real cold and calculated, like when you listen to it.
Right. And even in the chat room, they're saying a lot of, you know, we do live in a stressful world. Charisse is saying that because kids of this generation, they don't respect authority. They do the opposite of what society tells them. So whenever you tell a lot of these kids that certain things are wrong or they shouldn't do it, they're going to do the opposite because, you know, nowadays it's cool to rebel. It's cool to be stubborn. It's cool to, you know, rage against the machine. I mean, that's handy, but if you don't have really anything to rage against or, you know, any substance, when I ask you to break down, okay, you're raging and you're upset, well, tell me what's causing you to be upset. When you can't even articulate that, you need to find something else to rage against. Because whatever you choose to do, you got to be able to stand by that. So I do believe that a lot of these kids, you know, they're going through a lot of stuff. You know, I do think that there's a lot going on with this generation. And so many times it's so easy to blame this generation and say that these kids are all messed up. All they want to do is get high and smoke and party. But again, not saying that we're much older than this generation that's coming up, but I think a lot of the parents and grandparents have failed. And that's why a lot of these kids are out here doing what they want to do. You know, they rather run around and pop E and take lean and, you know, smoke weed and stuff like that than to face, you know, what they need to face. And again, you have a lot of kids having kids. So that term makes it difficult because when you're 30, 31, and you're trying to raise a 12 to 15-year-old, but you're not done being a kid yourself and you're trying to go back and relive your childhood because you got pregnant at 16, 17, well, all that is over. Now it's time for you to be a parent and to parent your child.
Yeah. And you're definitely right about that because, like, our ancestors, I mean, the ones ahead of us, our seniors, in many ways, have failed us. So when you have people in their 20s and 30s and even 40s still developing into men and women as they're supposed to, and that growth is stunted by responsibilities that they're not prepared for, mentally, physically, or anything, they, you know, you have some people who actually rebel. That's the only way. They can't go back to the ones who survived, you know, the best ways they did and provide a way for them to be here. So now you're stuck, and now you're listening to people who are in the same rut as you are, and they're pretty much trying to claw their way out of a sand pit. So.
Yeah. And like they said in the chat room, like we talked about last week, you have a lot of parents trying to be their kids' friends as opposed to being their parents. You know, and G. Stewart is saying that it's harder and harder being a parent. Kids are not necessarily for him, but a lot of people end up having kids and they're not realizing that it's a big responsibility. You know, it's cute when they're born, but you still at the end of the day have to raise them kids. And they're also saying that a lot of kids are just not ready to have children because when you have, you know, and especially if you're getting high, because that alters your state of mind, you know, that you can't be the best parent you can be if you're high all the time. And that's not necessarily weed, but that goes for other drugs, I think, more than it does for weed. I mean, if you're out here doing lean every day, if you're out here popping pills every day, it's going to be a lot harder for you to be that decent parent, especially you cannot be on the whole do as I say, not as I do, when you don't have yourself together as a parent. So I think a lot of these actions that a lot of these adults are out here doing, the kids are watching. You know, so it's almost sad because I think with our generation, not necessarily me, but a lot of my friends, you know, who grew up in like the whole 80s, the crack era and the parents being on crack and on drugs and on heroin. I mean, you had a whole generation that had to raise themselves. You know, I have a lot of friends who their parents were not there because their parents were running the street trying to go get high. So you had a whole generation that were forced to raise themselves. They had to grow up fast, and now they're raising kids, and it's just like people are confused. They don't know what to do. And I think that's part of the reason why all these kids are out here just wilding out, and they want to be so much older than what they are.
Yeah, they're getting all kind of pressure from home, everything on the outside. They're getting hit from all sides, and they have to find some kind of release. And a lot of times it comes at a great cost, but they're going to do it anyway. And with that kind of mindset, again, the whole thing about ignorance being a gateway thought and mindset is it has so much collateral damage, not to that person, but to their families, their associates in the communities abroad. And you have to wonder who stands to profit from all this chaos. Because while they're legalizing certain drugs and deeming other drugs illegal, once you keep people, with all these different means of division, there is someone who's looking to maintain more control under, you know, without watchful eyes seeing what they're doing.
Right, right. And then they're saying in the chat room as well, you know, that it's almost like you're not allowed to parent your kids anymore. You have the government stepping in. The government is not the father, you know, and that's true because the father was removed out of the household, especially with the welfare state and everything else. They don't want the fathers in the household. They'd rather have the government dictating what all you should do to your child and how you should raise your child. So, and I definitely agree with that. And the whole situation is crazy. And, you know, again, they're saying like a lot of these kids are spoiled and they spend so much time watching TV. And I think the TV, you know, it's always easy to blame the media, but the TV does play a big influence on certain things. You know, images are very powerful. So if when you're seeing certain things on the television, it's all about getting high and being glamorous and looking a certain way, all that feeds into a child's subconscious. So that's something that the child is going to turn to. They're going to think that it's okay and that's how it should be.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I definitely agree with that 100%. And plus, when we look back at it, we've seen how things eroded to the state that they are today. Because when we were younger, the worst thing you could do was keep us inside the house while our friends were playing. That's where mm-hmm. we learned. See, that was our social network out there. We went outside and played, ran around on bikes. Girls were doing double dutch. You know, guys were learning about guy stuff. Girls were doing the same thing. And we were a lot better off. And when we came home, we had the ABC after-school specials. We had educational shows, which pretty much have been erased off the face of television now for this nonstop reality, well, reality television, which is a contradiction in itself. This junk food for the mind. You know, no one's encouraged to read a book, or you got some people who don't even know how to use an ice tray. Or, you know, just like they don't know, you know, ABCs or whatever, and you got teachers who don't give a damn. It's like everything is like collapsing on top of each other. Like when, unlike before, even when you have video games, you have more educational stuff than just the mental masturbation that they sanction out here.
Okay, so it looks like we have another call coming in. I'm going to go ahead and let Danica through.
Okay.
Hello,
I want
Danica.
To say, oh, hi.
How you doing?
How you guys?
Hi.
Good. You guys are very open-minded about the issue. It is an issue. It's a big issue because, you know, people are fighting over, you know, should it be legalized? People are fighting about how it should stay this way, and they're just, their whole mind is in the gutter when on TV and in movies, I see that, boom, it's in your face that, you know, they're smoking something that kind of looks like what you're seeing on the street.
Right.
So it's like, it's in your face, But they say, oh, it's illegal. And I don't understand that whole thing about when I was my age, we used to get disciplined, like the young kids. I know I used to get beatings all the time. I did something wrong, I would get a beat-in. I work in a daycare, and I see these kids, and they look like total zombies. Like, they don't understand. Yeah. They just, you tell them one thing, and they're just not listening. Like, it goes, I have to tell them more than 10 times not to do something. And then I think just the other day, I got slapped in the face by this little girl. I got slapped by this little girl. And it just, I'm looking at these kids, I'm like, if I got slapped, if I slapped an adult when I was her age, I would have been slapped even harder.
But now you can't put your hands on kids, you know, because they can call DSS and everything else. So it's like, you know, a lot of the disciplining has gone out the window. You know, you're not allowed to discipline your kids anymore, and it's kind of unfortunate. I mean, I still discipline mine because those are my kids, you know, and I don't think necessarily discipline is necessarily just beating them and you know, throwing them in the corner. But I think you need to tell a child why they're getting a spanking, you know, why they're in trouble. You just can't hit a kid and then just, you know, keep it moving. You always have to explain yourself to a child. And I think that's what people, you know, falter, is that they punish kids are like, they don't know why they're being punished. You know, or you get an attitude because you had a bad day at work or because you're going through something or because you can't get a sack of weed right now. So now you want to beat your child's butt, but they're not knowing why they're being punished. So then in return, they're going to keep doing that same act because they didn't know if that's why they got punished in the first place. So that's what especially when dealing with children. So a lot of people are talking about the whole, you know, Mitt Romney and Big Bird and that whole situation. You know, government, you know, taking over everything now. Do a lot of kids in your high school, your age range, you know, smoke weed, do drugs, things like that? Is that becoming more and more prevalent?
Yeah, everybody practically tries it. I've tried it, honestly, and I believe that it's a medicine and it should be used as a medicine and not for any abuse. Like, I don't believe in the whole abuse of it. Like, there's people about my age telling me, oh, you want to go chill? We could go smoke weed together. And I'm like, I haven't done that in a year. I haven't smoked weed in a year. I mean, I will do it again if I feel like doing it, but I haven't smoked weed in a year, and I hate the abuse of it. I think it should be used for benefits, like make a weed drug or something, like make a pill that you could eat or something, and it'll cure all your illnesses. Like my friend, the guy I said that smokes weed with his grandmother, he uses it because I think he got in an accident and it kind of had a problem with his spine, and it's supposed to calm him, like he doesn't feel pain anymore when he smokes weed. So that's the reason why he smokes it with his grandmother. Like,
so
people who really need it.
So let me ask you real quick though, Danica, how do you decipher who really needs it and who's abusing it?
Okay. Young kids are abusing it now. Like, they think it's a cool thing to do. Like, I see young people abusing it. Like, they think it's a cool thing to do. They don't really see it as something that could, you know, help them out. They see it as, oh, I just want to get high. Like a lot of younger people. The older people who I've seen, like, you know, your age or older who've been through the 80s and stuff, they see it as, you know, they'll do it, but they want to do it. It's hard to explain. It's kind of like they know what it's really used for. I can't really explain that. Like, I've been around older people who smoke weed, and they seem more, you know, nonchalant about it, where they would do it, but, you know, they want to, you know, abuse it like the kids, younger kids do. Like, kids my age, I see them smoking, and, oh, yeah, okay. An incident this week of school, there are kids that got caught smoking weed in the bathroom, and the principal had to go around school telling them, you guys are on camera, and we've seen you. We have your faces. So that's what happens. It's usually the boys. Usually
right.
Boy children.
Right. Now, did people get high in your high school, Ronan? Was it a free fall? Because I was high in high school all the time.
I wouldn't say it was a free fall. I mean, you had cliques who were all into that, or they did it for acceptance. But it wasn't,
THC enhanced zombies. It wasn't nothing like that. But I don't know, just like people are a lot more laid back and cool about things. Like it wasn't widespread as it is now. I mean, you know, you've seen some parties and someone had the weed so they snuck away and, you know, they got enlightened and that was that. But now you have people putting formaldehyde in the stuff, you know, smoking wet and all this ignorance. That's where...
Oh, they put embalming fluid into too, right? Embalming
fluid?
Yeah,
that's what formaldehyde is.
And, like, you know, they're doing all this extracurricular stuff, like adding extra to it. Like, that's what kind of turns a lot of people who smoked it before off or onto, depending on the people. But still, some people have to get that, you know, I guess that extra high so they can either escape themselves or try to be cool with other people. I don't know. I just think you're on the hamster wheel of futility when you do it. So that's me.
Right, and someone in the chat room is saying, Sharice is saying that the amount of kids that smoked weed when she was in high school was a lot lower than it is now, and I agree with that. Like, we always had the little potheads at our high school. You know what I'm saying? We always had people who smoked weed. You know, we had the little weed dudes who had, you know, if you wanted, you could buy a bag. But I think now it's almost like a cool thing. Like, kids think, like, they're cool if they smoke weed, and you're not really cool. You know what I'm saying? It's just if you do it, you do it. Like, nobody is going out here to get props because they get high or because they smoke weed. And I think, too, when we were younger, it was a lot more discreet. Like, you know, you knew who smoked, and it wasn't a big deal. But now it's like you got kids just blatantly smoking at the bus stop, blatantly, you know, walking through downtown, smoking joints. And then when they get pulled over by the police, they're shot. You know, it's like they're doing it like to just seem like, you know, like they're the next Wiz Khalifa or they're the next Snoop. And it's like, ain't nobody going, you don't get stripes because you smoke weed. Like, a 4-year-old can smoke a blunt, let's be honest. Like, you're not going to get stripes because you smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? To me, it should be about, like Danica was saying, you know, why are you smoking it? Is there a particular benefit for you? Are you doing it because you just want to get high? Is it a medicinal reason? Because sometimes you ask these young kids, why do you smoke weed so much? Why do you feel like you need weed? And they act like they're really, really addicted and they really need it, but they can't tell you what the benefits are to them smoking weed. They're just doing it because it's there and it's just something cool to do.
I don't know why we praise celebrities when they smoke weed. Like, I see them smoking weed on the pictures all the time and people praise them, and this is why the little kids follow.
Right. Like, you see pictures of Lil Wayne, you know, puffing out weed smoke and everything else, and... You know, and it's like, it's not a big deal. Like, in the 70s and 60s, when you had, like, Jimi Hendrix and the rock and roll people and all that stuff, they smoked weed all the time, and no one cared. It was just like, okay, that's their thing. But now it's like, it's almost like, it's like this cool club. And, like, I've had people confront me, like, get mad if I turn down weed. Like, I don't smoke. That's just not me. I've never been into it. I don't knock nobody. Do you? That's just not my thing. So if it's not my thing, don't give me the side eye and give me a lecture because I don't want to get high with you. I'm not knocking you for smoking weed, but give me the choice that I don't smoke weed and let me live my life. You know, so I always find that funny, too, that sometimes if you don't smoke it, you're almost made to be the outcast. Like, I'm not a loser because I don't smoke it. It doesn't make you a loser for smoking it, but don't judge me because I don't get down like that.
But that's how it is, T. I mean, they deem you as different. They don't feel comfortable that the fact that you choose not to do what the rest of the sheep do. And that's a scary thing to them. So... You got people who say that these people think that they're better than us because they don't get down or they're not cool with us. So they'll try to shame you into being a part of that practice, but they don't see it for what it really is. They don't see it.
Well, I've had people do that. We'll go to the club, and so we might all be in a car. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's allowed to smoke in my car. I don't care if it's cigarettes or whatever. You know, I have kids. I don't, you know, I pay for my vehicle. You're not rolling a joint in my car, and I'm not going to jail for you. So, you know, sometimes I'll get in other people's cars. I can't dictate what people do in their own vehicles, so that's their vehicle. And, you know, everybody will be smoking, you know, cigarettes, weed, whatever. And, you know, they'll ask me, like, you want some? I don't smoke. I'm cool. And then it's almost like this, you know, it's almost like I'm an infidel. Like, well, why the F are you here? Well, I can't have a good time and be sober? You know, I got to be drunk off my ass to have a good time? Like, I'm just the type of person I can have a good time sober. I don't need to drink. And I don't need to get high. I think that you're able to have a fun time in your environment regardless of the situation. And I think a lot of times when people feel the need to get high before every situation or to loosen up, then I think there's some more deep-seated issues there. Because if you can't just go into a particular situation with a clear mind without feeling uncomfortable, then there's something that you need to work on.
True.
I mean, you're definitely right about that, because it says a whole lot. Will you have to get high or drunk to be what you believe is yourself? That just shows you how empty or how lost that person is. Like, when they look in the mirror, they see a complete stranger. And the fact that you look in the mirror and you have a healthy measure of self-confidence and, you know, you're looking to do and be things, people don't know how to accept that, especially if they got to use that level of escapism just to be normal or what they believe is normal. I mean, there's a serious disconnect there. So, of course, they're going to respond to you like that because, again, they're too afraid to face themselves. That's what it's called, right?
Or face reality.
Yeah.
Right. And it's sad because you got a lot of adults out here who cannot go one day without getting high. You know, like I said, to each his own. You know, it's not for me to judge what people do with their money, what they do with their body, because then that's your body. But, again, I don't think anybody has the right to judge me because I don't get high, or to put me in a category like, well, you're stuck up, or you must be funny acting, or one of them. No, I'm not one of them. I just choose not to get high, you know, and I'm cool with that. And they were bringing it up in the chat room right now. I don't know if you guys heard about it. I had did a video on it about that teen in our wonderful state of Florida who shot his friends because they wouldn't do K2 with him. Did y'all hear about that? He had shot his friends with a pellet gun.
Oh, that's dang.
About four teens. They came over to another teen's house. And this little boy was bad as hell. He had already been arrested. He was on the news once before for burning down a house. And basically, he was smoking some K2, which is fake weed. And he asked his friends to smoke with him, and they told him no. They're like, we're not smoking that fake-ass shit. Get out of here. So they want to smoke with him. So instead of him saying, okay, well, more for me, he goes in the room. I guess they were downstairs in the basement. He goes in his bedroom, pulls out a pellet gun, and starts blasting these dudes point-blank range with the pellet gun. And I think
imagine if it was a gun.
3 to 4 times.
Oh, boy. That dude would have had a well-whooped ass, but that's just me personally. But, man, this is what's running in my mind right now with that. I can't even get my words together. But, I don't know. It's again, like, with that escapism, some people cannot help but to drag everyone else in the abyss with them.
Right.
They're that lonely to where if they're going to go down, you know, into the pit, they're going to bring you with them. They need that kind of company. So,
Danica, what do you think about that story?
Wow, you know, I see a lot of, you know, young people trying, you know, oh, join the club kind of thing, like sheeple. Oh, yeah, sure, I'll do it with you. And it kind of looks ridiculous because you not doing something makes you so uncool that they want to force you into it. And it's the more days that keep passing, the more I keep seeing incidents like that. Like, I've seen that in my school again, like a month ago. This girl got in a fight with another girl. I don't know. I heard in the rumors that is because, like, she was smoking weed with her boyfriend, and the girlfriend doesn't usually do it with the boyfriend. So she got in a fight with her because she smoked weed with her boyfriend. It was the craziest story. Like, I don't understand that stuff over a guy.
Right.
Yeah, like, it's so far-fetched, but I don't know what to believe anymore.
Now, someone in the chat room, College Girl, wrote, she goes to a big university, and there's a big black community at her university, and she says that a lot of them smoke weed to relieve stress. Some also say that they perform better on exams or after getting high. They perform better on the exam a few hours later. So a lot of times they use it to get high, relax, and they do better once they're high. So have you ever sensed that, either one of you guys, because you guys have smoked before, where you guys have found that weed helps you guys take tests and things like that? Because I think the misconception is that if you smoke, then you like just turn dumb and you just want to sit there and stare off into space, but that's not true.
No, that's not true at all. There's this school in New York City called Stuyvesant, and I know a lot of kids from Stuy, because that's the top school. Like, Brooklyn Tech and Stuy are the top schools in New York City, like, for smart children. And a lot of the kids that are in STI smoke weed, and they are geniuses. You always see the geniuses smoking weed, and I don't understand it. It boggles me. Like, you always see the smartest kid, and he's always smoking weed, and I don't understand that.
Right, right. And I noticed that a lot, too, even, you know, in school. Like, you'd be shocked at how many kids did smoke weed, but they were still able to perform. So, like I said, everything is different. You know, what helps one may not help the other. You know, I could smoke weed, and they could just have me gone staring off into space. Other people could smoke weed, and they can build a computer from a shoebox. It just depends on that individual. You know, certain things are not for everybody. Have you ever experienced that, Ronan, where at school, maybe some of the smartest kids at your school were the ones who got high?
Not just at school, but at the job.
I know, that's right.
I tried it, you know, just to see how it works. And, yeah, I mean, it made seem – for me, it helped me focus when I was working. Like, I was hungry as hell, but, like, when I was doing my job, I wasn't even, like, missing a beat. For some other people, it does affect them differently. Some like to cry or get all emotional or just be angry. It depends on the person. It brings a real you out of you. But, I mean, again, I understand why some people do it to, like, calm their nerves and focus and, you know, get themselves together. That way they have – I mean, because they deal with the pressure, different pressures, whatever respective ways that is. But it does kind of take all that edge off a little bit. It definitely beats drinking. I'm not sitting there sponsoring weed, but I'm just saying, like, out of all of that, it definitely beats the edge of, like, getting drunk or snorting a line or whatever. But still, when it's all said and done, you just have to remain amazed at how many people freebase and snort lines of ignorance all day, every day.
You know what's the trip? Okay, let me read what College Girl just wrote. She said that's true, that there's a lot of engineering students at her school who smoke weed as well, and they study for hours and they pass their exams and things like that. So a lot of the kids at her school do it, and they're in programs like engineering. I remember I went on a date one time with this guy, and he was a Jewish lawyer. And so, you know, he had asked me out, whatever, never been out with a Jewish guy before, but he was really, really cool, down to earth. And so we're at the restaurant, you know, we're going out to eat, we're just kicking it, we're chopping it up and stuff like that. And so after that, we're going to go to the club and just go. It was like a, you know, like a little bar type club, not like a big nightclub. So we're riding around, and he pulls out a joint. And I'm like, dang, you smoke? He was like, yeah. He's like, you don't? I was like, nah. And it was like the look on his face, he was just like shocked. Like, what? Like a black girl who doesn't smoke weed? I said, no, I've never tried it before. I'm good. And he was like, and I feel kind of awkward. But my point of telling the story is this man was a lawyer. So you would not, I mean, had a nice car, had himself together, had his own little, you know, law business and everything else. And he was getting high. And he got high every day, and he was still able to defend clients and things like that. And it tripped me out because it was his thing.
I bet he puts a lot of people in jail, right? Is he a crime lawyer? That, you know,
no. He was more like a civil lawyer.
Oh, okay.
But it's just the point, you know what I'm saying? You have a lot of people in positions like that who are lawyers, who are doctors, who are physicians, who get high off of weed. It's not just, you know, the black thug on the corner who's selling weed. It's not just the high school student. You know, like they said, it's engineering students, it's doctors, it's teachers. You know, who are out here smoking weed, and they're still able to function and do what they have to do. So I think, you know, it's, the topic can go on forever. You know, there's a lot of benefits to weed. There's a lot of pros. Some people do it, some people don't. Like I always say, it's to each their own. But again, you can't put everybody in that same basket to say, okay, if you get high, you're going to be stupid as a bag of rocks. You're not going to be able to function. It's going to mess you up, because for some people, it doesn't do that for them. Some people are able to function and do what they have to do all the while getting high. So right now in the chat room, you know, we're getting down to the last 20 minutes here. So I think we've had really, really good discussion so far. It's definitely been an interesting show. And so we're going to get ready to go off here because it's getting kind of late. We're going to go get ready to cut off and go off the air. But I just want to thank everybody for coming in. I want to thank everybody you know, saying their opinions and calling into the show. We had a great dialogue here. You can all take away something. You know, just never assume anything. And I think that you should be able to talk to your children, you know, about drug use and telling them the pros and cons and being honest with your kids and not just assume that your child will never get high or that your child will never try something. And if they do, be in that open line of communication. Because, again, weed is not necessarily a gateway drug, but you don't want to push your child to the point where they feel like they got to go try other things, you know, to get high and they got to take it to the next level. So I think, if anything, that's what we should take away from this. I definitely believe that there shouldn't be, that we do need to get rid of the criminalization of weed. I do feel like people don't need to go to jail for certain things, especially when it's just a small amount. And I also feel like the laws need to be even all across the country. I don't think it's fair for people on the East Coast to, you know, first offense, you're going to prison and that's it. Don't collect, you know, don't pass go. You're just going to jail. And then on the West Coast, in certain cities, you know, it's legal. You can smoke at McDonald's. You can walk up and down the street and smoke. So I think that the laws need to be more fair and that they really need to stop criminalizing people for marijuana use. So any last words, Ronan?
I say if you're going to get high on common sense and your creative passion to make yourself better.
Wise words. I think that's the truth. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, again, like I said, to each his own, but at the end of the day, you know, don't get high and just leave it at that. You know, still do something to better yourself. Still continue to do what you have to do, no matter what choices that you make in life. You know, still continue to stay on the right track. You know, I just want to wish everybody a good night. Thank you guys once again for coming to the show. We're going to go ahead and end here, so we will see you guys next week, Wednesday. You guys can feel free to email us at tabletalkcrew@gmail.com with any stories or topics that you guys would like to see on the air. So good night, you guys.